Hi, we are here at Saturday Morning Contoons 2021, and we're going to be talking about The Simpsons. We were actually talking about The Simpsons in the other room for a few minutes and showing some clips and things like that. The show originally was an outgrowth of Matt Groening and some of the things he was doing. He was doing Life in Hell and all that sort of stuff. And as part of the Tracy Ullman Show, the Fox Network, of course, had just gotten on the air, they put these on, and they look very primitive, and Homer sounds different and all that, but it's still funny, and you had a lot of great comic talent working. This was the very first cartoon. This was called Goodnight from 1987. Just give it a minute, that's coming right up. They're going to look different and sound different.
Rock my baby in the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bell breaks, the cradle will fall. And down will come baby cradle and fall. Sweet dreams. Good night, Lisa.
Good night, Mom. Sweet dreams. Thanks, Mom. Sleep
tight. I will, Mom. Don't let the bed
bugs bite. Bed bugs?
Well, good night, son. Oh, Dad?
Yeah?
What is the mind? Is it just a system of impulses, or is it something tangible?
Relax. What is mind? No matter. What is matter? Never mind.
Thanks, Dad.
Good night, son. We may be the best parents in the world.
Mm-hmm. Good night, dear.
Good night.
Dad, what were you saying about the brain and the brain? All right. Climb in.
There's nothing to worry about. Now everyone go to sleep. Good night.
Yeah, so those were little bumpers on the Tracy Ullman Show. They decided to go with a full series. Now, if I remember right, I think it might have been, it was either 88 or 89 around Christmas, you had the special Simpsons Roasting on an Open Fire, the Christmas special. And then a couple weeks later, the show premiered. And here it is, 30-something plus years later, and it's still on. And to be honest, I watched the first few seasons, and after that, I kind of lost interest. You know, the writing wasn't there, or it just got to be old hat, or who knows what. But one thing I remember is when The Simpsons movie came out. I want to say that was 2007. And they had a contest to see what city, what Springfield could host it. It was won by Springfield, Vermont, this little town near the Connecticut River. And I'm going to play this. This was the world premiere of The Simpsons movie. And I actually was in Springfield a few years ago. They had a couple stand-ups, you know, these little cardboard things, like in a business. So you would see one of the characters from The Simpsons. It was still there. So let's go back to 2007, the premiere of The Simpsons movie in Springfield, Vermont.
You're a fan of The Simpsons, you don't want to touch that dial because we are bringing you full coverage of The Simpsons movie world premiere right here in Springfield, Vermont.
Hello and welcome to Backstage, and forget about Hollywood. A Quiet Hamlet in New England was the place to be this past weekend as Springfield, Vermont was transformed into Simpson City for one of the biggest premieres of the year. Tim Estilos has the big story of the day.
Fans of The Simpsons have been waiting 18 years for this day to happen, and at long last, it's finally arrived. The world premiere of The Simpsons movie. And what better place for it to happen, not just in Springfield, USA, but right here in Springfield, Vermont. Yes!
Population 9,300 was chosen to host the Simpsons movie premiere after winning the Hometown Movie Challenge, and it proved to boast some striking similarities to the fictional Springfield.
This is the home of Homer. Homer works at the nuclear power plant. It's right down the road from us. We have the correctional facility right here in town. Main Street is Main Street in The Simpsons. There's everything that's similar about Springfield, Vermont, and Springfield on The Simpsons.
Springfield, Vermont beat out 13 other Springfields around the country, and The Simpsons creator Matt Groening felt right at home.
This is my first time in Springfield, Vermont, but it's great to be home.
To use a bug zapper to catch the fish.
Today, in all of the history of The Simpsons, this is the most remarkable.
It's like, you know, the 4th of July for George Washington. I mean, you couldn't be happier.
To see these kind of people come out like this is so great.
It's amazing. I've never seen Springfield like this before in my life. It's amazing. I still can't believe we won the premiere.
Penny, you not only have the Simpsons movie premiere here, but you saw a real movie star today.
I saw Bruce Willis.
How cool was that?
That was outstanding. It was awesome. I have goosebumps.
Thousands of people descended upon this tiny town, including media crews from around the world, even all the way from Russia.
I'm sure Simpsons are huge in Russia. First name Bart on the t-shirts. It goes all over Moscow.
The Germans love The Simpsons because they say this is something where a whole nation can laugh about itself, which is something we have to learn. Now we found the real Springfield. They sent me here immediately.
Longtime Simpsons fans and former members of the Vermont jam band Fish made it to the event and also played for the crowd.
It's actually the second time that I've been involved with them, because we were animated about 5 years ago.
Thank you. And now, a man who's a real pothy. I'm sorry, pothead. Homer Simpson.
This is just a great capper, and these are such great people. I've known Matt a couple years, and super nice guy, and so it's a real honor to be involved with this.
And to show their true appreciation, the town of Springfield, Vermont didn't just roll out the yellow carpet for the Simpson creator, they also presented him with a key to the city.
Earlier you got the key to the city. How cool was that?
That was unbelievable. It was like an old-fashioned Hollywood movie to get the key to the city. Are you kidding me? It's so good. And you know what? It opens up every door.
As the creator of this, you know, why has it lasted so long and had such an incredible, increasing outpouring of fan support?
One of the keys is that the characters do not get older. They're cartoon characters. And the other thing is, not only are we trying to continue to surprise the audience, We basically try to surprise ourselves. So as long as we can keep surprising ourselves and having fun, we'll keep on doing it.
President Schwarzenegger.
That is me.
Springfield has reached crisis levels. I've narrowed your choices down to 5 unthinkable options.
I was elected to lead, not to read.
This TV show has such a huge fan base, and they're so loyal to it. Did you feel a great responsibility and pressure to do it upright in this bigger-than-life format?
Absolutely, and we had two audiences that were wanted to please. We wanted to please the fan base, of course, and those who have never seen the show at all. So we had to work for both. So the film, I'm happy to say, works for both audience members.
Hey, back, I got a chainsaw.
Have you gone through any experiences today that you can see ending up in a future Simpsons episode?
I'm sure that we're going to take all this back with us and come up with something that's going to show up on the Simpsons TV show.
Don't worry, nobody watches this stupid show. Let's go in the distance.
Carpet. The Simpsons movie is a big hit here in Springfield, Vermont, and it's going to be an even bigger hit when it hits theaters nationwide on July 27th. I'm Tim Estilos for Backstage.
All right, now I saw the movie in the theater once. I recorded it off TV. I forget what channel it was on. I used to have a DVD recorder, and I think I watched that once. So I haven't watched it in a long time, but it might be interesting to see again the Simpsons movie. There also were a couple shorts that came before certain movies. I think one of them was War of the Roses or something, where you would see a Simpsons cartoon before it. So that's kind of interesting. Now, the next thing I'm going to play is from an album that came out in 1990. The show had only been on for about a year, but there was an album called The Simpsons Sing the Blues. And there were guest appearances on it. I think Michael Jackson was part of one of the songs. You also had B.B. King, you had Buster Poindexter, and so on. And what I'm going to play was a single. Now, this didn't necessarily hit the pop charts, but in terms of radio airplay, dance clubs, and everything like that, it actually was a hit. This is called Do the Bartman, and this is the full video, so it's not just the song itself. Let's go back to 1990 and The Simpsons Sing the Blues. I know there was something later called Songs in the Key of Springfield, but this was from the first Simpsons album. Let's watch Do the Bartman.
The Simpsons.
So boring.
My man, I can't wait. I love how he is.
I'm hurting, Bart.
Don't worry, Bart. I'll tell your parents you took part.
Now a group that needs no introduction. Your children.
Where's Bart?
Everybody that was what I decided. You are Bartman. Sure. You can't. You can't. Oh, well, man.
Directed by Brad Bird, who did The Iron Giant, among other things. Little, nice little touches on there. When the dog took off, he was going bark, 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 instead of bark. I noticed that. So it's kind of interesting. Now, the names coming across the screen, you know, Harry Shearer, Nancy Cartwright, and everything, that has been one of the big selling points of The Simpsons, is all the great voice actors they have. And every now and then you hear, well, they're up for a contract renewal, and, you know, they're asking for a lot of money. Well, they're worth it, and the writers, the artists, and everything, they're worth it as well, too. I guess they send it out to Korea to do it, and then it comes back here and all that sort of stuff. And the show has done pretty well, and of course it has spawned a whole bunch of other shows, and you have the whole Fox animation domination on Sunday nights. You had stuff like King of the Hill and Family Guy and a bunch of other things. And I know that they actually had a crossover episode or two, and they called it Simpsons Guys. So you had that with Peter Griffin and everything. And also, if I remember right, they introduced The Critic. If you remember the show The Critic with Jay Sherman, the guy there from Saturday Night Live, it just popped out of my head, the guy's name, the voice, John Lovitz, there we go. John Lovitz and that whole thing. It stinks. So I think they had that to introduce the show. And I know South Park, you know, South Park gets into some adult stuff and everything, but they have poked fun at The Simpsons and also at Family Guy. And I think the guys behind South Park are not too crazy about Family Guy in particular. And they've poked fun at The Simpsons too, but maybe they don't mind it as much. So right after Roger Rabbit came out, all of a sudden you had a revitalization of animation and interest in animation. You had a bunch of the Steven Spielberg produced shows and all that sort of stuff. You started getting more channels, and then eventually you had things like YouTube. I mean, I've been to furry conventions and everything. You used to have a video room. You would go up to the 20th floor or something, and they'd show videos because YouTube did not exist yet. Well, now, of course, you've got that and a lot of other streaming things. And, of course, you've had Fox being bought out by Disney, so you can see The Simpsons shows on Disney Plus. So with all this cross-pollinization and different companies owning things and everything, why has there not been another Simpsons movie? I think they were talking about it, but so far they're just sticking to the series. And the show is still on after 30-plus years, and does it still get half decent ratings? Well, it must, because it's still on. And they've got a huge moneymaker, I guess, one way or the other. So will it eventually go away? I don't know, but longest-lasting animation series, longest-lasting sitcom, American sitcom. So it set those records and everything. And it's gone into comic books and toys and so many different things and everything like that. Now, I think I might have a clip I might do later from The Simpsons movie, but this one here is a little bit from the Boston-centric episode. And obviously, coming from the Boston area here, we will get a kick out of this. I forget what the title was, but here we go.
Oh, come on, we cannot lose again to those no-good Boston students.
I can't stand that pretty boy quarterback. He's so handsome.
He's entitled in 10 years, fair and square.
You docs are just jealous of all our championship rings.
You're the one who's jealous. I only wish I could be as jealous as you.
Jeez, Jay, this place is gonna work.
Nice pass for the first ballot Hall of Fame loser.
But the ball is caught by the American mascot, Flappy the Flag. Flappy running unopposed into the end zone for a surely illegal touchdown.
Throw to the mascot.
I'm in place now. Flappy's on the roster.
On the roster, my butt. Once again, those Boston cheaters think the rules don't apply to them.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, how the game last night? Tough loss for your guys. Guess we just won anymore.
Oh, wondering, huh? Because no one in my house would ever be caught dead wearing Boston American gear.
Who went up Simpson?
Get in. Look around, son.
They're just trying to hat-shame me. Face it, Dad. Boston is the Bart Simpson of cities. All those awesome Southies in The Departed, those are my people.
People? The dog and the baby are your people.
And the people of Boston are so obnoxious. They think their stupid city has the best everything. Bands, comedians, chowder, their so-called cream pies, which are actually cakes.
There's no neck tattoo so crass, no gender reassignment too ambiguous, and I would not love you. Which is why I must show you the error of your ways, even if it means dragging this family all the way to hell.
Have it right in your face.
That's it. Build it up in your head. My hopes just make the vacation stronger.
Crazy. Boston can't be that bad.
Freedom Trail? Touch tank at the New England Aquarium? Ooh, that could blow.
I want to go to Southie. That part of town has the towniest townies of any town.
You think your Bostonians are so great? Watch as your beloved hooligan.
The bobbleheads!
They have
chicken!
Kick,
find the cat!
What?
The cat!
Cut!
No, don't struggle! It only makes the bottle hurt!
Your husband abuses his body. Someone else will pay for it.
What a relief for women with hot-tempered, accident-prone husbands.
Oh yeah, we got a whole surgical center for injuries from falling off icy roofs and gutters.
Ooh, everyone looks like they're in a financial services ad. Free sunscreen, so progressive. Do you vaccinate your children?
Of course.
But not stupid progressive.
What's that buzzing noise? For people who don't believe in heaven.
What the crap is this?
Bulger's Bowl-O-Rama. Obviously, that's a visual joke.
Standing, story of my life.
Oh, yeah. Get your third ball.
Hold on, wait. Hold on, wait. What?
This is Candle Pinball.
Like Boston.
Yeah, you and me are real father-son Southies now. Just like Ben and Casey Affleck.
Son, tell me everything this town has to offer.
Yankees suck lanes.
Not far to go up.
I never dared dream about living somewhere that values education, great health care, and everyone's outdoorsy but still valid. The world crazy.
I knew I didn't pay this month's mortgage for a reason.
But why don't we just break into Fort Knox?
These snobs think Mass Ave belongs to them. It's our Ave.
Ah, a fribble from Friendly's.
I'm finally living my dream of never not being around badges of candy. And unlike the nuclear plant, grew up, no one gets hurt.
And pipe cleaners.
Now to get sent to detention. That's where I'll meet my future bank robbing crew.
Sing up to Boston.
These are the bad kids? You're not a welcome to the bunch.
I've never felt more like a fit in. People think Boston's all Southies and hooligans, but it's really teachers, PhD students, doctors, and... Listen, my brother, and you shall see. This is a town not for you, but for me.
Hey, but what about Grandpa? He lives 1,000 miles away.
Great point. Nobody tell him where we...
Let's not throw it away.
Yeah, this episode's kind of chopped up, obviously, so you're missing some lines and everything. I know there's one thing where they have like a Patriots victory parade, or actually it's the Boston Americans or something, and they have Bonkowski and everything. But you get the idea. That was just poking fun, and since we're in the Boston area, I figured we'd get a kick out of it. And then the only other clip I really had, other than surfing through YouTube, was a clip from the movie, I believe. But let's see. Oh, this is just a few minutes. Let's watch this real quick.
hate going. Why can't I worship the Lord in my own way, by praying like hell on my deathbed?
Homer, I can hear you inside.
Relax, those pious morons are too busy talking to their phony baloney god. How you doing? Peace be with you. Praise Jeebus.
Now today I'd like to try something a little different. I'm going to call on one of you. And now the word of God dwells within everyone. I want you to let that word out. Let your spirit...
The good Lord is telling me to confess to something. God has sent a pride in our community.
Somebody else, let the Lord's light shine upon you. Feel the Spirit. Let it out.
Horrible things are going to happen. And they're going to happen to you, and you, and you,
and you.
Heed this warning. Twisted tail, a thousand eyes, trapped forever.
Hey, do something.
This book doesn't have any answers. Time is short. Eva. Thanks for listening.
I think that's the end of that, yeah. I mean, when you think about how long the show's been on and how many changes in technical stuff we've gone through, you can look at some of the old episodes and say, whoa, did we actually live like that? When you saw the guy with the cell phone there and everything. Also, you saw one of the back-end characters there, Dr. Hibbert. That was obviously an in-joke because, let's face it, the show was up against The Cosby Show. So that was poking fun at Bill Cosby and everything. So again, the show has been on for over 30 years now, and while I haven't watched it in a while, it can still be pretty funny. We talked about some of the talent, some of the different people on there and all the voices. And the show has given us some catchphrases and all sorts of things. We mentioned this in the other room, you know, something like, well, I, for one, look forward to working with our insect overlords or something like that. Then, of course, you know, Homer combined damn with O to create do. So that's something right there that you see. And then a whole bunch of different things. Now, when the show started, was it going to be focusing mostly on Bart or Homer or something? I think the idea was Bart, but more and more it became Homer, and Homer got dumber and dumber as the show got on, you know, when you think about it. But Bart still, you know, they all have their own little niches in our love and everything. So when it comes to The Simpsons, if you've been watching it lately, is it still worth it? Is it still funny? Do you find yourself saying, yeah, Simpsons, I don't want to watch that. You know, I'm done with The Simpsons. Or do you still tune in? I mean, let's face it. So that's an interesting question to think about. And also, if there's individual episodes or characters that you really like, then why not? And is it officially gone? Do people find other cartoons that, again, attract attention, all the different things that are out there, the animation domination and everything? So if anyone has any questions or if you just want to talk, feel free. Or if you have anything I can get on YouTube, we can dig something up. But Simpsons, when you talk about all those years, you know, and I mean, there was a time when you didn't have a primetime animated series, animated sitcom. Then, of course, along came the Flintstones. And then you had a few others and everything. I know in the 70s, Hanna-Barbera had Wait Till Your Father Gets Home, and there were other things. But Fox took a chance on a series in primetime, an animated sitcom, and it's been done pretty well. And so now you keep hearing about the latest big thing, right? But The Simpsons was pretty major. So if anyone has questions or something, feel free. I mean, I can just throw on some more clips or something. So, again, 89 to 19, and then add two more years, 32 years? 42 years? My math's bad. But so it's been quite a long time, and they have all those reruns as well. Now, I don't know how many people out there have bought box sets or things like that, and it's, I guess, Disney Plus is what's showing it now. But it's been on for quite, I mean, I could probably look up and find how many episodes there are, but there must be a ton. You have any comments? You got to get going? We're going to wrap it up maybe? Oh, it's starting to get late. Okay. So unless we have any other further comments, we got some different things to do. I know I'm looking forward to match game tonight. There's some other things as well. And we want to thank you for this panel on The Simpsons from Saturday Morning Cartoons. All right. Thanks very much.